The Neighborhood Housing Partnership helps Clark County residents through a variety of services, including homebuyer education, down payment assistance, credit counseling, and home repair assistance. The program also helps homeowners with foreclosure counseling. That's something the Neighborhood Housing Partnership began offering almost 10 years ago. Executive Director Tina Camuzzo says it felt like the housing crisis became visible overnight.
The crash happened. And we started to get a couple of calls, you know, saying I'm delinquent on my mortgage. I don't know what to do. I think I owe more on my mortgage than it's worth. I lost my job and I can't sell my house. And over the next 3 to 4 years, it was 85% of what we did. It was, the numbers were staggering. Hundreds and hundreds. And we even reached out to neighboring counties to be able to try and insist because the resources weren't there. You know, nobody really understood the crisis until we were in the middle of it.
Camuzzo says today, 10 years after the crisis, the situation is better in many parts of Clark County, but she asks for how long.
Thankfully, the foreclosure numbers have backed off dramatically. Unfortunately, a lot of the resources have too. A lot of the tools that we had to save people's mortgages and get them current aren't available now.
You have mentioned that those foreclosures are decreasing. What are the biggest challenges you're seeing today among your clients?
You know, the scary thing is, and I may be jumping ahead here, is that we're starting to see some of the abuses that we never thought we'd see again crop up in the lending industry. And, you know, there's a shortage in housing. Everybody has talked about the shortage in inventory. Values are starting to really, it's not creep up, they're leaping up. And it's a bubble. And we know that bubbles burst. So we're seeing some of those trends, some of the values that people, mortgages that we're seeing people get themselves in, we're starting to question is, are those going to be the people that need our help 3 years from now?
Carrie Brammer manages the Neighborhood Housing Partnership's Home Ownership Center and says there are indications that problems that led to the housing crash may be coming around again. Brammer says those problems could be avoided with the help of federal programs, programs launched to address the last decade's mortgage crisis and help people stay in their homes.
The Making Home Affordable program, which was designed, President Obama put it into place, it was designed to provide some consistency in how servicers were working with borrowers on hardship requests and modifying loans and determining affordability. It was extended several times, but it all actually ended the end of 16. So we are starting to see it's kind of back to the Wild Wild West days where servicers are not being held accountable and people are getting extremely frustrated and just giving up in terms of, you know, getting assistance.
Request for funding alone is a big challenge. Is that how you would categorize it now?
It is. I mean, government funding has continued to be reduced, and so we've had to reach out to our lender partners, realtors. We've been able to secure some different partners than we've had in the past, so it's been exciting.
Those new partnerships may be increasingly important as economic recovery continues in Clark County. There's an effort underway to bring new businesses and jobs to the area to promote economic growth, and there have been recent successes as several companies have committed to big money projects. But Springfield officials say the city will also need more new housing developments to support those efforts. For WISO, I'm Jerry Kenney.